on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the way to get your head together. Say it again, Doug. Your way. The way to get your head together. We are all here. Hail, hail. The gang is all here.
Jen here, too?
Jennifer's no. here.
She's absent. I'm here.
Hail, hail. The gang is all here. And you're welcome to Marion's Camp. Let's see, who are the campers today? Roberta Fasanelli, who's our
Happy
queen
camper.
Of sheep.
Happy camper.
She has the way for us to save money. It's Fun Friday and Freebie Friday goes with Fun Friday.
There's some freebies and some fun stuff. Yeah. We've got a nice little assortment here.
Okay, so that's good. Jennifer, what's in your television report later on in the hour?
Ooh, I have some news about the Big Bang Theory. I have some news about Tony Shalhoub and our new favorite show here on the program, Redneck Rehab. I'll have all the details.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Something for Rich?
We might have to stage an intervention on some of us. Really? I'm not going to name names. Back to you, Dougie.
Back to you in the studio. Very funny, Jennifer. Ha, 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 ha. All right, Heather, what's your contribution to reality today?
I'm bringing more smiles and hugs today for
smiles and hugs. Right.
All around.
This is from yesterday was the Elvis anniversary of his passing. And all I thought about all day was, I want you. I need you. I love you.
Did you sing that to the cows?
With all my heart.
You know,
I don't know. Rich, tell me.
I would normally jump on you for, trying to sing Elvis and butchering it because, But I'm sure that yesterday there was a lot worse.
Yeah, probably.
I'm sure that there were people out there who can't even come close to doing Elvis. As well as
I want you. I need you. I love you.
Everybody's doing
Hi, so we have everybody checking in. What's your excuse, Mr. McFadden, for contributing?
I'm just here for the fun.
Fun Friday.
I don't care about anything else.
And
I just want to have fun.
In light of that, we have a little laughter at 10 after, right after this on Good Day.
Oh, fun. Okay.
Bah, bah, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught, trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like mom of the year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
All right, so we have this program is rated pretty much G, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our special moments.
Sometimes.
Roberta sometimes messes that up.
Yeah, it's all Roberta's fault.
Right, always my fault. Whatever happens is
he
my fault.
He who laughs last. You've heard the expression, he who laughs last.
Right.
Last
hardest.
Best. Right. But how many times have you heard he who laughs last? That's very, I think that's wonderful.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Part of, isn't that nice?
I like
that's
that.
Part of my LSD philosophy.
I like
laughing,
that.
Singing, and dancing. He who laughs, comma, lasts. L-A-S-T. The wife left a note on the refrigerator. It's not working. I can't take it anymore. I've gone to stay with my mother. Husband opens up the fridge. Light came on. Beer was cold. God only knows what she was talking about.
Works just fine.
Well, of course. Talking about that. Roberta.
Yes, dear.
Lighten up, will you?
Yeah, dear.
Lighten up. Come on. All right, so there are two.
Funny.
Yeah, it's all right. I want there are two problems we have to deal with today. Maybe more than two, but we'll deal with
problems.
Two. Yes, problems.
Challenges.
Where's our beer?
Problems.
Oh.
Does the refrigerator like a one?
Number one, the rising cost that you're paying for gasoline. Once again, you are being screwed, blued, and tattooed. You're familiar with that expression. But
I don't get it, though.
Just as that way.
It went down for a while, right? And then it went up again.
It's going to be all...
The election's
coming. Okay. Yes, that's
it. This is when we usually get played like little tools.
Well, we are going to get played again because there is a suggestion from the current administration that they open up
the reserves.
Yes, so that by the 1st of October, strangely enough, prices of gasoline will be down 20 to 25 cents a gallon. So if you can wait till then to fill up your tank, you're all set.
This would have been the only reason to vote for Newt. Newt pretty much says, you're getting played.
You are getting played.
And it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
And I'll fix it.
Yes, I'd like to fix it. Let's you and I fix it. People can, you can fix it. These people,
they can fix it.
Of course
they can fix it.
It is.
And I don't
so that's over the top.
Let me tell you something. That is the one thing that they could do to help jumpstart this economy.
Yep.
Yeah,
get the
we
price
were talking
of gas
about that earlier.
$2.50 a gallon.
I don't understand.
Because no one can afford to work if they have to drive
driving
somewhere.
Right. As far
I don't
as
understand
do.
Why they don't. Something holds them back.
That's a play, Richie. All right, here's the other problem to deal with.
Wall Street, OPEC, whatever it is.
Long range. By the way, today is the anniversary of the first oil well having been dug. Is that the right verb?
That's my favorite
right
word,
tense.
Doug.
You're digging the Dugger on FM 105. When I was playing music. All right, so Titusville, Pennsylvania. Who lives near Titusville? 800-510-8255. On this date in 1859, a gentleman known as Will Smith. Will Smith.
Like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Really?
I think he hadn't moved yet.
He's from Pennsylvania. He's from Philly.
Yeah, right. He is from Philly.
It is the same Will Smith.
Yeah,
Mr.
West
Smith
Philadelphia, was,
this,
born
this
and
Mr.
raised.
Smith was known as Uncle Billy. He, for whatever the reason, sunk a drill into the ground on his farm, and he went down 69 feet 6 inches, and up out of the ground came a dark film. He was drilling for water. He was not drilling for oil.
Oh.
He was drilling for water. But this dark film came out of the ground instead of water, and they didn't know what to do, so they lit it on fire.
No!
Well, that's what you do with something coming out of the ground. You don't know what to do with it. You light
what
it on
that
fire.
Planet?
Yeah.
And I'd love to see the look on their face on that
Why
one.
Not?
Yeah. What the?
Well, Jed, let's try to light this ooze on fire.
Billy, get the kids away. Get the kids away. Just roll that buddy around. She'll be all right. Just damp it out. Just roll it around.
Pennsylvania around. Is the home of oil. And Titusville, Pennsylvania, is the home of the first oil well. And Mr. Smith and his pal, Colonel Edwin Drake, kept drilling. And soon the well was pumping 20 barrels of crude a day. But they didn't know what to do with it. No, they didn't know what to do with it. They just barreled it. And, maybe we'll find some use. Well, they found out that it burned, so it was good for starting fires and things like that. But can you imagine?
What year was this, by the way?
1859.
Well, first the car.
Internal combustion engine was built by Mr. Daimler. I think it was 1884 or something like that. 85 in there.
Yeah.
So they had to find a use for all this black stuff coming out of the ground.
That's
Can you imagine? We were the first ones in the world to find oil under the ground. And what has it meant to the planet? It changed everything. This day in 1859, changed everything.
Hmm.
Everything. For that point and the future,
I wonder
where would we be without the internal combustion engine or now the jet propulsion engines? Where would you be?
I wonder what made somebody go, let's stick this drill bit in the middle of the desert and see what happens.
Well, it'll be the same. I mean, by that time, there wasn't oil. Nobody really found oil in the Middle East. until after World War II. There was no...
Once they found it, okay, so let's say you're digging around, mm-hmm. some black stuff comes up. Okay, so let's see what this is. How do you get the idea to build a thing with, like, a machine that this... How do you get the idea?
Ingenuity.
Yeah.
And this is how I know the aliens are here, because the aliens are the ones that instruct us to do these things.
Do you think the aliens brought a submarine with them? Is that how we built submarines first?
Yeah, and they stuck it off the coast of Louisiana, and it was
Russia.
I mean,
it's all explained in Men in Black. You know, you could see that Edison was an alien.
Yeah.
Ben Franklin.
Well, I maintain we all, you know, we're all really aliens.
Yeah, I know.
We're made of space dust.
Yes. All right, so Roberta... Have you heard about the Russian nuclear-powered attack submarine that spent 2 weeks undetected in the Gulf of Mexico?
No.
Really? I'm serious about this.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. This is another situation.
The Russians are going to attack Mexico?
The Russians have come. The Russians have left. The Russians
they're
have left.
They're sick of vodka. They're going for tequila now.
You're right.
Right. Exactly. Anyway, this submarine was off the coast... apparently for a couple of weeks, and now a lot of the warmongers say, look, I told you, we're cutting our defense budget. Nobody knows from nothing. Huh? How do you figure that? Nobody knows from nothing. The defense budget ain't got anything to do with how the money is managed and what they do with the stuff. It really is pretty amazing. Yeah. Hunt for Red October.
You think they were down there quoting Hunt for Red October lines?
Sure. One pin only.
I think
they will let me drive RV. I'd like to go to Montana.
Yeah, that was... he had a pretty good accent. What was the actor's name? He's a good actor.
He's a great actor. He was on Star Trek.
No.
He was number one on Star Trek.
No,
no, on The Next Generation. Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
No?
He was in Jurassic Park. What's the matter?
IMDb. Oh, yeah, he was in Jurassic Park. IMDb.
This is, that was the special class of submarine. I'm trying to remember what it was. It had a caterpillar drive so you couldn't hear it.
Right.
This submarine that was on the Gulf of Mexico was from the Akula class, A-K-U-L-A.
Sam Neill,
thank you. And he wasn't in the
you're
star
right.
thing.
You're right.
No, it's okay.
He's Irish.
Please,
Irish.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Would you please make note, Jennifer?
Yes.
At 20 minutes past the hour, Rich McFadden said of your host and colleague, Doug Steffen.
You got this one.
You're right.
You're right.
You're right. Can you imagine? Our day has been made.
I give you this one.
All right, thanks.
Ooh, it's getting cold. It's a cold day in August.
All right, speaking of that, do you know that fans do not cool air? When you turn the fan on your house, it isn't cooling the air at all. It's moving it around.
Right.
It increases. It feels like it's cooling because the air circulation over your skin is improved, and that speeds evaporation of the moisture that's coming out of your body in the form of sweat.
But in all actuality, speeding the molecules up would warm the air, wouldn't it?
No. In this circumstance, it's not speeding up any molecules. It's getting rid of the moisture.
No, Rich. No.
Yeah. Okay, Rich has been had twice. Let's see if we can make it a hat trick. Let's work on a hat trick.
This one I'm going to disagree with.
Oh, good. You can go disagree all you want.
Off the Wikipedia.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
Who's you wrong?
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What in the world is this?
Everybody listen up. Today's cow tune of the day. Not a cartoon, but a cow tune. This is for all the boys and girls out in the barn working on the cows. Everybody sing.
Everything is better with some cows around. Living in town sometimes brings me down. Let me bestow this western blessing. Share what I have found. May you always have cows around.
Everything
better
with cows around. Crank this up, Richie.
It is.
What else you gonna spend that extra money on? What else is gonna get you up hours before dawn? What else is gonna keep you toiling on and on and on? Man, you always have cows around.
Let's start playing this for the girls in the barn. You gotta give a little more milk
on your hand. Not merely enough complication in your plan. You need to invite all of the frustration that you can. Man, you always have cows around.
Actually,
can you give it back?
This is on NPR yesterday, in fact.
Settle down, you always have
cows around. Always have cows around.
Corb Lund. Who is this person?
NPR, it's not loud enough, though. You need to crank this up.
Man and his wife. What else could ever bring all these enhancements to your life? May you always have cows around.
He's got an official
what
website.
What else is gonna get out when you don't close the gate? What else will make you prematurely show your age?
Yeah.
What else will take a run at you in a fit of bovine rage? May you always have cows.
Not the bovine rage.
What else the thing is better with cows around?
Corb Lund and the Hurtin' Albertans are a Canadian country music band.
Always have some cows around.
You become your theme song.
1995 to present.
Should be your theme song, Doug.
Yep, Richie, you need to put this aside. We need to have this.
Right, he grew up in southern Alberta living on his family's farm.
Herbert, Hyde, and Simmons, Hall, West, Black, and Maine, and
proud of being an Albertan.
Limousine, Shorthorn, Charlie, Wachoosie, too. Texas Longhorn, Corey, and Roman, Yola, Galloway.
They got a new album out, Jennifer, a new country. Jennifer.
Rich.
Rich. Toured the Czech Republic.
He's my man. I love him.
He's a country band that takes the Czech Republic.
26 after the hour. Let's post this on the highlight section, Richie, at DougStephan.com. Just post the song in the highlight section at DougStephan.com.
Hey, Michael, put this stupid song in the highlight section. Okay.
So basically, if we've already hit our highlight, we can all go home now?
This is the best the show's going to get, everybody.
Yeah. Good night.
This is it. No, actually, I have something else that has
locker room.
Taken place on this date. We found oil on the exact same day in history that oil was discovered in Pennsylvania. A company came into being called Necco. N-E-C-C-O.
Oh, the cookies.
Wait, just calm down. I'm going to ask the audience.
Oh, I already answered it, though, didn't
well,
I?
Well, no, you didn't really, because you weren't right. Once again, Richie's wrong.
Three times.
Got the hat trick. 800-510-8255. What does NECO stand for, and what are they known for even today? They are known for
clothes.
We remember these. Most of us, when we were kids, knew what these items were. We all, no matter what our age. Jennifer, you know what they are, right?
Yes.
Okay. Heather's here.
Yep.
She's
those things.
Mostly
yeah,
my parents.
Those things.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what does NECO stand for the Swell Prize? And what are they known for? What is NECO the abbreviation for? And what are they known for? 800-510-8255 on Good Day at 28 minutes after the hour.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like it. Right now at Sears Auto Center, save on a brake service which includes replacement of pads or shoes plus reconditioning of rotors. And help your vehicle recover from the harsh heat of summer with $10 off an AC recharger coolant exchange. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For these coupons and more, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Valid for most vehicles. Offers end 8/25. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like Mom of the Year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
About 33 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, helping to bring you another great American day, along with Jennifer Horn, Heather Bachman, and the Queen of Cheap herself is here.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the Diva of Dumpster Diving.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fessa-Melli,
who has several problems.
Several problems. But these will solve them, definitely.
This will fix everything, though,
this will fix everything. Let's go first to the macaroni grill. We've got $5 off of one entree. That's good through the 26th.
Doesn't Charlie Tuna do their commercials, Jennifer? Macaroni grill?
Macaroni grill?
I don't know if he does, actually.
I think he does. Yeah, I think he does. All right, anyway, excuse us.
I thought he was with Starkist.
Who?
Charlie Tuna.
Get it?
Charlie Tuna is probably... He's in the same league with Rick Dees and other well-known Los Angeles radio personalities.
Okay.
The thing about him is that he has a bit of that old sort of Dan Ingram-ish. If you remember, you know Dan Ingram.
Oh, absolutely. And WMCA good guy.
Some of the great guys. He went all the way. He moved along with everybody into CBS FM. And he's one of those legendary guys. Charlie Tuna is the same. Cut out of the same cloth. Sounds the same, has the same kind of intellect. Just fun to listen to. Still on the air. Anyway, excuse me.
Anyway, can
meanwhile,
we get back to Queen of
Cheap? Back at the ranch, the Queen of Cheap.
Back at the ranch. Okay, $5 off one entree at Macaroni Grill. Good through the 26th of August. Great place to take the family. Here's a free 8x10 photo canvas or $40 off of any other photo canvas of Canvas People. They do this every once in a while, but they're great gifts and they're great things to do with your photographs, especially ones that really mean a lot that you want to keep. We have TGI Fridays coupon, which gives you 15% off your entire purchase. That's good through September 3rd, but we also have... I just took a sip of coffee.
Everybody's all running out of breath today for some reason.
It's Friday.
I also have a free TGI Fridays $5 e-gift card. So you combine the two of these together, so you'll get $5 off and 15% off. So you get a really good deal there. And just for back to school, they've got a promo going on at Walmart where they'll give you a free 5x7 photo. Now, parents can use this to take a photo of their child. So when their child goes off to college and they miss them, they'll see it, and they can give a 5x7 of themselves to their child, which will probably wind up like under the desk or something.
Go off to school.
All of these you'll find at DougSteffen.com. Lots of other good stuff on there, so go check it out.
In that number, when the kids go off to school. Everybody.
Oh, when the kids
go off to school. Oh, when the kids go off to school.
I want to be in that number
when the kids go off to school.
right.
Gosh. I haven't even had tea yet this morning.
All right. Next up on the Hit Parade, we are concerned about two things that have occurred on this day. 1859 was the year. The first thing was the discovery of oil in Pennsylvania. Next thing was the opening of a company which became known as the NECCO Company, N-E-C-C-O. So I've asked what that stands for and what they are known for even today. Let's go. Where is Solomons, Maryland? Let's find out. Richie, you know where Solomons is?
Yeah, down on the Eastern Shore.
Hey, Mark, how are you? Welcome to Good Day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So what do you know about NECCO?
Well, I was raised in Massachusetts, and that was the staple of my childhood, and I'll disclose my age a bit by saying I think when I was a child, we referred to them as nickel wafers, because that's what I paid.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yep, keep going. Yep, that's right.
In any case, New England Confectionery Company.
New England Confectionery Company. And what
were NECCO wafers.
NECCO wafers, but what's the other? There's another. They started, before they did the wafers, they became known for something else that still is around today. The two different products made out of the same confection, mostly just sugar.
It was actually after the wafers.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
What came first, the wafers?
I think
it was
coming before. You're doing badly today, trying to one-up me.
No, I'm just here to support you.
I know you are, right. Yeah.
They actually bought the other one that's still around today after they started creating the wafers.
Really?
I don't know it.
I
don't know.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you actually do.
You do, but...
When you go to, a lot of times at restaurants, they have these little heart-shaped confections. They are made out of...
Sweethearts.
They're called Sweethearts. And say, Richie, that they bought them.
They bought the company.
They did.
Yeah.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sitting here reading the wiki page.
What restaurants do you go to that offer you Sweethearts
when it's not Valentine's Day?
I can remember going into.
What's the fecal mint?
Fecal mints.
Yeah.
I was just explaining that to my nephew. We went to a like one of these Japanese grill type things, and he reached in and grabbed a handful of mints, and I'm like, dude, let me learn
the tongs.
Bob.
You know what else they make? NECCO?
No, no. What's the name of the restaurant chain? Bob Evans.
Oh, Bob Evans.
I remember getting them at Bob Evans.
Do you actually eat them?
Well, yeah, of course you eat them.
That's disgusting.
Fecal mints.
What? The conversation, the hearts, the sweethearts? Of course you eat them.
Those are fecal hearts.
No. Restaurants that offer you mints that
people
aren't
people reaching in. They put their hand in there and they
bring the highest level.
Do you
want to
tell you something, Richie?
No, it's the highest level of fecal matter in the entire restaurant.
You know what?
A bit of mints.
Okay,
that is disgusting.
You know why I'm as healthy as I am?
Because
I have been exposed to everything, every kind of fecal matter you could possibly imagine. I have been exposed to
cow dung.
Yes. All right. So, Mark,
Doug is a fan of the fecal.
I'm a fecal fan.
I just looked up fecal fan. I just looked up fecal mints on Google. And somebody actually has a placeholder for fecalmints.com.
Great.
Oh, my goodness.
Buy that up. It'll be important.
With a picture, the only thing that's on the website is a picture of LeVar Burton with his glasses on from Star Trek.
Uh-huh.
It says, I don't eat at McDonald's in Paris. But when I do, I wear contacts.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, Heather, would you like to tell Mark what he's won?
Why, I would love to, Doug. Thank you, Mark. You can have your choice of wonderful DougStephan.com, or rather, Doug Stephan Show paraphernalia, or your choice of Reader's Digest, Taste of Home, or Handyman, that is American Family Handyman magazines.
Mm. All right, so you can make your point or choice. You can pick, what am I saying?
Or you can pick number four.
Yeah, you can choose something. Yeah.
All right, Mark, your final words for the masses.
We'll select the Doug Stephan's paraphernalia.
All right, hold on a second. Michael will take care of that. 800-510-8255. Roger, what's on your mind?
I was calling on your contest. I didn't hear you mention about the Clark Bar.
Clark Bars.
Oh.
Clark Bars. Yep. Clark Bars. That's right. They are made by New England Confectionery as well, right?
They are.
And they also make Mary Jane's.
Yeah.
They're going back to the original formula.
Right. Clark Bars. Where I think they're peanuts and nougat, right? In the clack bar?
Clack bar.
Quack, brah.
Sounds like something a duck would say when it was squeezed. Quack, brah.
And I enjoyed your Need the Cows Around sing-along there.
Yes, wasn't that good? We'll repeat that later on. Don't go away. All right, Roger. Thanks. A lot of people checking in from Virginia and Maryland today on the Good Day program.
Thanks,
I'd love to be down in Solomon's Island.
Oh, good for you, Richie. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we had several polls this week focusing on things going on your television set. They may happen. They may be of influence and importance. We'll check that. First, though, Jennifer's job is to bring us up to date on what's going on the various social media that are connected to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Right, Jennifer?
It is. I love when you always ask me the minute I click off from my Facebook screen. So funny, Doug.
It's
like timing.
It's a plot.
Right. I know, but if you go over to Facebook.com/Gadesha, we have lots of stuff cooking over there. One of the items that we're asking you about is people using cell phones in restaurants. There's a restaurant in L.A. that will give you a discount if you leave your phone at the host stand. So we're asking you, and this is honest engine time, if we can say that without offending the engine population.
That's a good one.
Sorry.
We don't want to offend our engine listeners by saying it's honest engine. Good, Jennifer. Anybody else want to stick their feet in their mouths?
No.
Like, where's Joe Biden when we need him?
Stop.
That's
being
a perfect
funny.
Joe Biden moment.
All right.
No, I was just being funny. Okay.
No,
so be honest. How often do you use your phone when you are out with someone else? Kids, mm-hmm. would you like to chime in?
How often do I use my phone when I'm out with somebody else? So if I go out to dinner or something like that, do I pick up my phone and ignore my friend, guest, wife, whatever,
yes.
kids?
Well, that follows up with this is a conversation we started earlier, because the poll today at DougSteffen.com highlights a story from a restaurant in L.A. that's offering a discount to customers who leave their cell phone at the door.
Oh, what a great idea.
Mm. It is a great idea.
Oh, that's cool.
So our poll today, which the following do you do with your cell phone when you're having dinner? A, answer calls, at least occasionally. B, check email. C, check social media sites. D, play games. E, surf the web. F, two or more of the above. G, I'm an A. Oh, no, it didn't say it. I turn my phone off when I'm leaving dinner with someone. I mean, when I'm having dinner. Can you imagine?
I don't typically talk on the phone, but if someone goes to the bathroom or if there's a lull, I might check
email.
You know,
my son, when we go to dinner, when my son and I enter a restaurant, or Megan and if we go, or whoever with, Brendan will shut everybody's phones off.
Good for him.
When he goes into the phone. Shut them off.
He's awesome.
He is.
Tom,
amazing.
On the other hand, is the rudest, inconsiderate
person.
Am I
Tom
right,
is
Rich?
Tom is always on the phone.
Am I right?
He's always on the phone.
It is
in
just
the middle
plain
of dinner, it's,
rude.
It's like you feel like you're nothing sitting there. Like
rude.
This freaking phone is more important than you are.
Rude. It's rude.
It's rude. It's absolutely rude.
And we're offering
do
a cathartic
to
moment
to
Roberta
to
at the moment. Yeah, why don't you call him? Wait, why don't you sit at dinner, pick up your cell phone, and call him on your cell phone and say, could we have a conversation?
Well, there have been times where in order to, you know, possibly get his attention, I've called him while we're in the same house or
right.
I'm away from each other.
Yeah, well, you know the story about people who text each other or who send emails to each other in the same house. Hello. Mm-hmm. What have we have made ourselves
a
bunch of zombies?
We were having a conversation here yesterday about people who sit in cubicles right next to each other and text each other.
Can you believe that?
Oh, I do that sometimes, though, but that's just so that I can gossip.
I got to a point when I was, you know, working at a big corporation that I wouldn't email anymore. I would just get up and go talk to people.
Good.
I said, this is crazy.
Well, that's exactly what we're talking about, is the one president of one company we were discussing banned inter-office email because they had like this big open bullpen.
Nice idea.
And he's like, you can reach around.
Right?
But
that's the Bloomberg philosophy, by the way.
Sometimes you need a record of your conversation to be able to say, we talked about this last week, remember?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't remember.
800-510-8255. Mm-hmm. Jennifer reports on what's going on television. A couple of polls from this week. Plus, there was one thing that I saw that I thought it was important. Well, you'll tell us what's important, because you're in the know and on the go here on the Doug Steffen Good Day Show, 14 before the hour.
Hey, John, how come there are no no hot dog vendors out here. Is that just like preseason or something?
No, it's because you're in my living room.
Ah, right. That new TV is huge.
Football is a game of inches, so get to the ultimate football experience at Sears and we'll help put some awesome ones on your wall. Save $250 on an LG 50-inch HD TV, just $499.99. This is game-changing. This is Sears. Offer ends 8/18/12. See store or sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Which American general finalized the renewal of the Purple Heart during modern times? The answer after this.
When our soldiers come home, they're facing many challenges. With a struggling economy and a difficult job market, our veterans need our support. The last thing soldiers returning home need to be worried about is whether or not they'll receive the benefits they've earned. That's why it's so important to support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Their mission is to make sure all veterans receive the benefits and support they deserve. Purple Heart Service Foundation needs your support to continue achieving their mission. No donation is too small. Go to their website, mophsf.org. All donations are 100% tax deductible. For vehicle donations, call them today, 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. One more time, that's 877-743-1631. Help support veterans in need. Don't just say you support the military. Show them through your actions. Again, for cash or credit card donations, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
In 1932, General Douglas MacArthur renamed the Badge of Military Merit the Purple Heart and revised the criteria for receiving the award to include combat wounds. As we observe Purple Heart Month this year, we remember the sacrifices made by all of our veterans. From the Purple Heart Service Foundation.
Couple of polls about television programs this week at DougStephan.com. What do you think the new reality show Stars Earn Stripes? What do you think about it? This is the show that pits celebrities against each other in military-themed competitions. Jennifer, I don't know if you saw this or not. 27% said, this is a real show? I thought it was a joke. 20% said, that's awful, making war look like a game show. 21% said, it's really in bad taste. 12% said, not a big deal. The Kardashians are worse. 3% said, I thought it was a good idea. Gives us a glimpse of how difficult it is to be in the service. And 15% of you said, it's a great idea. Everybody should know what it takes to serve. The poll about Michael J. Fox reportedly returning to TV, which is your favorite of his previous roles. 35% of you said Alex Keaton on Family Ties. 29% of you said Marty McFly.
Yeah, how could Marty McFly lose out to Alex Keaton? Please.
20% said Mike Flaherty. Or is it Flaherty? What was his name? Flaherty, right? On Spin City?
Spin City, right.
Yeah. Lewis Canning on The Good Wife. That's a recurring role for him. So I thought you'd like that update. As Jennifer now brings us up to date with some of the news.
Well, good news for Maya Bialik. She played Blossom. She's also on The Big Bang Theory. Well, you know, yeah. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but she had a car accident in Hollywood, and she injured her left hand so badly that the doctors thought they were going to actually have to cut off a finger. And good news for her, she's doing well, recovering, and she has kept all of her digits, so that's good. Right. And, of course, TMZ has pictures of the bloody yucky scene up on their website, which is gross. All right, John Hamm has got a new job. He's going to be lending his voice to Fox's animated series Bob's Burgers this season.
Yeah,
according to Entertainment Weekly, he'll be playing a talking toilet.
Perfect.
Yeah, from Mad Men to toilets. So that's, I guess, good news for John. Cha-ching. Mad Men's John Slattery will appear in Arrested Development, the reboot that they're doing for Netflix, which is kind of fun. And HBO has also signed a deal with Christopher Guest. He's the guy that did Bridesmaids, and they're going to be doing a new documentary-style family comedy. Also a new job for Tony Shalhoub. He's got a new comedy coming to CBS.
All right, Mr. Monk gets a new job. Mr. Monk comes to CBS. 51 after on Good Day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know, we should somehow or other create a cow tour and we'll bring listeners around, get Parsons to cook up some decent fares and have a cow cruise. In fact, nobody's ever thought of this, I don't think. We could get one of the big luxury cruise lines
and
put cows on a ship.
Cows on a boat.
And what do you think of that? That's a good theme, isn't it? They're all looking for themes. Why? What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Are they toilet trained? Cows that we're putting on the boat?
We can play cow bingo on the boat.
Stomp on a ship with poop all over the place. Yeah.
Right. You got a special little section downstairs.
No, you have a sign. Have a sign says slippery when pooped.
Yeah.
Poop cruise. Yeah.
Yeah, the poop cruise.
That could really kill the singles market in the cruise line.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think you start advertising cows on the boats. They might take it the wrong
idea.
Way.
No, it's a good idea.
Better than coyotes on the boats.
Oh, actually, talking about cruises, Disney's bringing their ship into Galveston, Texas, which is right about 50 miles south of Houston. And they have cut their prices to some of the cheapest levels, especially for balcony cabins, that I've seen from Disney ever on Disney cruises. So it doesn't start until the kids go back to school. But if you got young kids or you're young at heart or you've always wanted to go on a Disney cruise, you may want to look at those Galveston. I think a balcony cabin for 7 nights runs about $800, which is pretty good for, it's like a, you know, you have your own little veranda and you sit out there and you have your coffee in the morning and 24-hour service. And Disney puts out a pretty good cruise product. So it's very expensive, though.
Yeah.
So you may look at the fall deals. It's up there on your page. Florida, though, is dirt cheap, too, though. It's probably one of, I mean, it's just like everything else. Right now, this weekend, we're going to have the airfare sales. It's very rare lately. Since May, we've had a weekend airfare sale. And it's been the good part of it. Most days of the week, unlike the summer fares, people said, well, I want to buy my fares in May for September, and I tell them I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. And we've seen airfare drops across America $100 to $150 compared to July airfares.
All right, so let's make an example. Hold on for a second. We got to do a couple of things. We're going to talk about how you can rake in the savings with all these discount airfares. Check it out at DougStephan.com. Look for Tom Parsons' picture and the special deals for Doug Stephan listeners, which we will talk about more in a moment here.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like $1 million. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by yours truly. Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
Tom Parsons from BestFares.com is here with some travel ideas, bargains, where you can get the discount fares. Jennifer, you had a question for Mr. Parsons?
No, not a question, but I just wanted to let you know that listener John just IM'd me on Facebook and said, Jen, tell Doug that there is always a spot for a cow on a cruise ship. Do you know
always.
Where it is?
No, where is it?
The poop deck.
Woo-hoo.
Love it, John.
All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we're trying to come up with an example, and I have to go to Los Angeles from the 10th to 15th of October. So I had a $600 fare this summer, and normally in the wintertime, it's $300. So what does it look like if I'm going in the fall? Let's see how the deals really are.
Well, I mean, it's $290 on American, which is one of the airlines I know you fly.
Yeah.
And that's Boston to L.A.
Yeah.
And Virgin American, now they're about $20 higher, but I like them too because this week we have a coupon or promo code up there for Virgin that gives you 20% off. So if it's $314, you get $60 off. Let's say that'd make it about $254 nonstop.
Yeah. All right. Check out bestfares.com.
No, I'm saying it's a pretty cheap coast to coast fare.
Yeah, not bad. Could be better. Could be $190. Hey, when do the airlines post their profits for the good weather months? If they can't make it this time of year, can't make it all, when does that information
every
come out?
Every quarter. Well, actually, some do it every month. Most of them do it every quarter.
Interesting to see how good a summer they've had with all the consolidation and stuff. Tom Parsons, check out his info at Best Fares.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.